Texte numéro 128. Why Europe is a great place for digital nomads. Itinerant lifestyle is as old as laptops and free internet, but COVID-19 has given it a boost. A game of lockdown arbitrage began earlier this year as border controls eased and people fled congested cities like Berlin and London. Some headed for other cities, such as Lisbon and Madrid, which offered sunshine and looser lockdown rules. Others chose remote spots on the Mediterranean and in the Alps. Now COVID-19 restrictions are easing, but the trend continues as many Europeans reject a traditional office routine after a year and a half of remote work. America has the best data on the rise of the new nomads. It had 11 million digital wanderers last year, up from 7 million in 2019. A similar jump is underway in Europe, which also offers continental scale and a lack of internal borders, at least within the Schengen area. Europeans, itching for a change of scenery, can roam freely from Helsinki to Seville. This wandering lifestyle is likely to outlast the pandemic. COVID-19 has prompted big changes in how people work, some of which could become permanent. Many employers are introducing flexible work policies, so it's no longer just freelancers and entrepreneurs doing business on the beach. The biggest barrier to the nomadic lifestyle is red tape, but new businesses are trying to help. The pandemic has created an awareness that tax being drawn along national lines is really archaic. Europe's immigration rules are usually hostile to non-Europeans, but some governments, eager to draw visitors in economically challenging times, have been easing the rules for digital nomads. Croatia and Estonia have introduced long-term visas for people without EU passports who can prove that they are working online. In Portugal, the regional government of Madeira has gone a step further, offering a free workspace, networking events, and an online portal replete with information about things like paperwork and places to stay. Since it was set up last November, more than 9,000 people have registered on the Digital Nomads Madeira Islands website. The economic benefits that can flow from attracting nomads are clear. It is generally well-off folk with significant work experience who can afford to work from anywhere. They are unlikely to poach local jobs but do spend money. In Madeira, government officials estimate the average digital nomad spends €1,800 a month. Some locals, however, resent the nomads in their midst. As long-time nomad hotspots like Goa and Bali have found, well-paid outsiders can bid up the price of real estate. Some live in a bubble, having little to do with locals, besides those who serve them iced lattes. Adapted from The Economist, October 2021.